The two rovers on Mars continue their pursuit of evidence that water once flowed on the Red Planet. This week, scientists said the rocks and soil at the place where the rover Opportunity landed appeared to have been shaped by flowing water. Joining us now to discuss these findings and to help us keep up with the latest news from Mars is NPR's Joe Palca. He'll take us on a web tour of Mars, something you can do at home as well. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, John.
So what is the evidence of water that Opportunity found?
NASA has been doing a really excellent job of putting up all the information they're getting from Mars on their website. And so I'd like you to join me, and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about as we go through this. So you've got your browser open there. Why don't you go to marsrovers.jpl.nasa.gov. Now go down to the spot where it says all press releases, and then Opportunity Rover finds strong evidence Meridiani Planum was wet.
Okay.
If you actually click on the picture, you'll see that some of the evidence for water is in this picture. This is a microscopic image of a rock, and you see these little round balls there.
Right.
Well, scientists say those are called concretions, which is places where water flowed through a rock and then deposited material into a little nucleus, which continued to grow over the years into forming a ball. So they think these blueberries, they look a little like blueberries,
right,
were formed by water. And then the other thing in this picture is you see the little gaps, like somebody carved little notches in the
exactly,
rock?
Exactly, right.
They call these vugs, V-U-G-S, vugs. And a vug is a place where there once was a crystal of some kind of a salt, and then water went through there and washed the crystals away.
Let me ask you this, Joe. How do we know that the liquid that made this was water and not something else?
Well, there's some inferences. Mostly, of course, you look at what you see on Earth and you say, well, when we see these kinds of things on Earth, this is what it means. And so we say we infer. There are, in some of the other measurements they made at the Opportunity landing site, some other chemical measurements and mineralogical measurements that say sulfur-bearing minerals, sulfur-bearing salts. That usually happens when you get briny water. And so it's a several lines of evidence that's pointing toward water.
So what other work is being done at the Opportunity landing site?
Well, they're continuing to rove around. There's still a question about whether the water flowed through the rocks for just a few tens of thousands of years or whether there actually was a lake or a river.
Mm-hmm.
And they see some evidence of what they call crossbedding, which would suggest waves forming an action on the rocks, first laying down a sediment in one direction and then laying down a sediment as the tide shift in another direction. So that's a pretty exciting thing. Maybe there was a river there or a lake or even a sea.
What about the other rover, the one called Spirit?
Well, I can show you that. Actually, if you back out of where we are, just keep hitting back until we're back to the starting point.
Okay.
And now scroll down to panoramic camera Sol 60.
Okay.
And highlight that and then view selected Sol. And remember, Sol is a Martian day. And you'll see two pictures at the top that say full frame EDR.
Right.
Okay, well, if you click on that, you can see that there's a circle in this rock, and that circular depression was made by a tool on the robot, on the robotic arm of the lander Spirit. It ground down, and inside that hole now, they've seen some gaps and kinds of mineral salts that suggest, again, that water might have been in this rock.
You've been watching these pictures and following this mission since it started. What's your favorite?
Well, there's one that I just really like. This is a picture of the cocoon that the rover rolled off of. And so what I like is you've got this amazing juxtaposition of this very human thing with cables and airbags and platforms and motors and stuff. And then you've got this bizarre red landscape. And I don't know, something about that just really, it says to me, God, we're on another planet. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It is amazing. So, Joe, these aren't the last pictures we're going to see. They keep updating this on the Mars homepage, right?
Well, as long as the rovers keep operating, they're going to keep posting these pictures every day on the Mars rovers homepage.
Thanks very much, NPR's Joe Palca.
You're welcome.
If you want to find the Mars rover website or see where Joe and I went during our little tour, you can go to our website, npr.org. There will be links to all the pages that we visited.